This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
We have been asking you how you cure hiccups if you get them. Text them in on 0427 569 949. We've had lots of interesting suggestions from sugar to nutmeg to holding your breath. Let's ask the expert.
Dr. Vincent Ho, the gut doctor on Joy Drive.
Dr. Vincent Ho, good afternoon.
Hi, Warren. Hi, Em.
Hi.
Before we get into some of our suggestions on how to potentially, you know, get rid of the hiccups, what are hiccups and, you know, what makes that classic sound?
That's such a great question. So hiccups, what they really are involuntary contractions of the diaphragm. So that's that muscle which separates your chest from your abdomen, and that plays a really important role in breathing. So a contraction of that diaphragm followed by a sudden closure of the vocal cords, and that gives off that classic hic sound.
So, Dr. Vincent, I'm wondering, because I thought it was like a myth, or at least it was like unknown why we get hiccups. Is there a reason that we get hiccups?
Yeah, so it's, a good question here. So we know that what causes hiccups, it's part of what we call a reflex arc. So this reflex arc essentially has an input and also has an output. And so the inputs really come from like your brain, it can come from your diaphragm, it can come from ear, nose and throat and other organs in the abdomen. So what happens is those signals go to the brain, and there's an area of the brain called the hiccup center. And the hiccup center then sends signals back down to the diaphragm and the muscles around your ribs, causing them to twitch. And then that twitching and contraction of the muscles draws the air in, and then it closes over that vocal cord, or what we call glottis, creating that hic sound. So basically anything that interrupts that arc, the reflex arc, can lead to hiccups. And one good example of that is if you stretch your stomach from eating a large meal or drinking soft drinks, that can trigger hiccups.
So it's just anything that disrupts that.
Reflex arc, exactly right. But there's lots of things that can disrupt it. For example, it's not just what I mentioned there about the stretching of the stomach, but also some people consuming hot chili pepper, drinking alcohol, smoking. Even when you're very excited, that can also trigger the reflex arc, leading to hiccups.
Oh, you know, that's because I remember getting excited about something once and getting a hiccup. I thought, I haven't eaten anything. I haven't done anything.
But I feel like I've got the hiccups when I'm just like walking down the street. Is that possible?
That can happen. That can absolutely happen. And it might be that, you know, perhaps you're thinking about something and as a consequence of that, perhaps that's thinking, maybe there is some kind of stimulation going on when you're thinking that can trigger off that reflex.
Oh, usually I just walk and don't think, Vincent. No, I'm just kidding.
Dr. Vincent Ho, why is it that sometimes we only get one hiccup and yet other times, you know, they seem to go forever?
Yeah, it's a great, again, super, super good question. So most of the time, hiccups are acute. So anything that lasts less than 48 hours, believe not, is considered to be acute and generally is unconcerning. However, if it lasts longer than 2 days, we call them persistent hiccups. And sometimes they can become intractable, which is when they last more than 2 months. And there are patients that I've seen that have intractable hiccups, and that can be really distressing. The world record, by the way, for the longest hiccups is 69 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Belongs to a farmer.
Truly,
a farmer in Iowa had it going for 69 years.
So then did they go for 69 years and then just one day miraculously woke up and they were gone?
Yeah, so apparently the story goes that particular person became religious at the end, and you know there was some praying involved, and all of a sudden it disappeared. So at least that's the myth. But the record is 69 years according to the Guinness Book of Records.
That's so wild. Wow. I could not imagine that.
I wonder if it's when you're praying, you know, the breath, holding the breath or something, maybe
It could be that, and that's a good thing to lead into as well in terms of what we can do about hiccups.
What can we do? We've been asking the Joy Drive family what they can do to get, well, what they do to get rid of their hiccups.
So we've had, I guess we'll run through a couple of them, Dr. Vincent, if you're cool with that, and let us know what your, you know, expert opinion is on this method. So we've had someone say that they put some nutmeg underneath their tongue. And that gets rid of the hiccups.
Yeah.
This they say because maybe it forces them to breathe more carefully through their nose.
Look, that has been reported to work. That things like, for example, that is one of the things that can work. Even ginger, for example, which is similar to nutmeg in many ways. It's often that taste sensation that helps to, as I said, to interrupt that arc, that reflex arc. So in this situation, I think it's actually causing a disruption. It might be the shock, for example, of nutmeg, or the shock of tasting something which is very gingery, or you know that's doing it. But that has been reported as one of the treatments. Yes.
We're chatting with the gut doctor, Dr. Vincent Ho, about hiccups and how to get rid of them. Vincent, another suggestion that came in was saying taking a tablespoon of white vinegar.
Again, right? Like there is some, again, this is all anecdotal. There haven't been studies on this, but white vinegar, because of the acid, soaking on a lemon, again, that's also been looked at as well. Both of those have been shown to be kind of what we call hiccup solutions, or hiccup cures, if you wish. They're particularly effective for acute hiccup. So ones that last, you know, what I mentioned before, less than 48 hours. Mm-hmm. These things have been shown to be helpful and often worth a trial.
What about, we've also had a message in from Craig from St. Kilda, who says that Craig just lies down for a couple of minutes and that like relaxes their diaphragm and everything, and then they stop.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, that's right. So lying down, and lying down and even holding one's breath can make a difference. For others, sitting down and leaning forward over your knees also does it as well. And the reason why it might work, these strategies might work, is because they're thought to increase the activity of a long nerve called the vagus, which runs from the gut to the brain. So anything that causes stimulation of the vagus can help to interrupt that reflex arc.
I wonder if that's what happens with your solution, Im.
So what I do, Dr. Vincent, I don't know if you've heard this before, is I like bend over, like fold myself in half, and then I have like a pint glass of water and I drink from like the opposite side of the cup, and I like sip the water through the cup upside down, if that makes sense.
No, look, you're making plenty of sense. And in fact, what you're doing really, no, it truly is, because you're doing it, often you're anything that requires active suction effort, for example, like drawing water from a cup into the mouth, that actually has been helpful, because what it does is it stimulates the sensory nerves to cause contraction of the diaphragm and around that glottis area, around your vocal cords. So, yeah.
So fascinating, because it's like validating all of these, like, what seem like, you know, folklore or, you know, just wild theories actually have reason why they work.
They do. And you would have heard of one, speaking of, like, I guess, common myths, you would have heard of the breathing into a paper bag. I mean, this is one I'm sure you've heard about reading. But so that actually has been shown to work, because what it does, when you breathe into a paper bag, it increases the carbon dioxide concentration in the blood, and that suppresses the movement of the muscles associated with hiccups. But we have to be cautious about that, because when you breathe into it, there's a possibility in some people that it can lead to quite low oxygen levels. You can imagine, you know, breathing into it. And, you know, some people have used, you know, they've looked at putting balloons, for example, around their head, and just having it sort of sealed up so that they breathe basically into that balloon. And obviously that works by increasing carbon dioxide, but there's risk with that kind of stuff, as you can imagine.
Yeah. So go with the nutmeg over that, probably.
What about
nutmeg for sure?
What about giving someone a fright, like if you blew up a balloon and then went pop behind them?
Yeah, well, that does, you know, asking someone to give a fright, exactly, that actually triggers off, again, the stimuli to the brain, in particular that center, the hiccup center in the brain. Anything to help suppress that area is actually really helpful. So the fright worked. The other thing that has been looked at as well, which is, again, sort of somewhat similar to this, is that Valsalva maneuver. So that's when you pinch your nose and you pinch your nose and you blow, you basically put your mouth tight and you blow into your mouth with it sealed over. That's a way that increases the vagus stimulation into the, you know, as I say, that anything that vagal stimulation can help in terms of suppressing that reflex. So another good strategy.
Dr. Vincent, Andrew says he gets the hiccups, gets a small piece of paper, licks it, and places the paper between his eyebrows, and that stops hiccuping. And the theory behind it is that the brain's thinking that you look stupid and forgets about the hiccup. What do you reckon about that one? He claims it works every time.
Well, I would argue that, look, it does, I think that does work, but you know what? I would argue it's actually the pressure over the area, because we know, and this is true, we know that gentle rubbing over the eyeballs actually can help with hiccups. I mean, you know, you've got to be obviously gentle. This has been studied. So it may be that the pressure around that area that's being applied might be what's going on, rather than like a conscious thinking, if you will.
Dr. Vincent, I've got to ask you: when you've had patients come in and they've got hiccups, and you give them these remedies, do they look at you funny, as if to say, "You what? You want me to massage my eyeballs?"
Well, look, I do. Look, I guess the first thing I would say to them is, let's think about what are the trigger factors for the hiccups. Things like alcohol, you know, smoking, recreational drug use. Sometimes those things can be associated with hiccups. So you deal with all that. But once you've done all that, then you can look at these strategies. And I think the things that we've talked about, I think they're good strategies. I think they're a lot safer than things like, you know, involving a plastic bag or putting a balloon around your head. Mm. The other thing I should mention as well is that eating ice. So when people swallow, you know, ice, for example, that's also been shown to be helpful for hiccups.
Oh, wow. So crunching the ice and swallowing it?
Correct. And it works by triggering again. It works by triggering that whole vagus, that long nerve to the brain. It increases that activity. And so that ice is one solution.
Dr. Vincent, it's so fascinating Absolutely. To me that literally all of the remedies that we've had from the Joy Drive family have all in some way made sense medically to get rid of the hiccups. Mm. So fascinating.
Mm. It is. But it's true. There's science behind it.
Yeah, that's so wild. It's amazing.
Dr. Vincent Ho, it's always good to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks, Em.
Thank you. That's the gut doctor, Dr. Vincent Ho, gastroenterologist and senior lecturer at Western Sydney University. You can check out his website at gutdoctor.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.